Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the August 24th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and as always, I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with us and allowing me access to the only non-renewable resource you have, your time. We've got a great show today, but of course, that is certainly no surprise, as great shows around here have become the norm, but more importantly, great shows are what you expect and absolutely deserve. We're here to bring it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, week in and week out, right here on Servant Warrior Radio. Wow, man, sorry about that. That was really scary. It was like I was channeling Casey Kasem there for a second, so please forgive me. Let's get back to it, man. Whoa, man, big sidestep. We're wrapping up the series today, My Piece to the Puzzle, with message number 4 of 4 entitled Bricklayer. Now, as this wraps up My Piece to the Puzzle series, I'd love to get your feedback. Email me at jeff@servantwarriorradio.com, or you can go to the servantwarriorradio.com website, or you can go to the Servant Warrior Ministries Facebook page. Either one, it doesn't matter. But please, I encourage you to go share with me your comments, whether you liked it or not, any way that we can improve it, and especially if anything that we've talked about here on the radio show impacted you in any way. I'd just love to hear from you. Now, today's show, Bricklayer, comes from the book of Nehemiah. You find that in the Old Testament of God's Word, and it's focused on us building the section of the wall that God has entrusted to us. In other words, impacting those around us, our sphere of influence. So if you want to grab your Bible and turn to the book of Nehemiah, we're going to be working from there in just a little bit. Now, this series has been all about how our lives are like pieces to a puzzle, that each of us has a distinct shape and image, and that we have a very specific place in God's plan, in His puzzle, and that for us to be the puzzle piece that God created, and for us to fit in the place where He's designed, there are things that we're called to do, and there are things that we're called to realize. If you've missed any of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio, please go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can access and listen to all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio, and the site is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. Now, if you're a regular here at Servant Warrior Radio, please indulge me for a few minutes while I give a quick recap of the series. We began this series a month or so ago, of course, amidst God redirecting messages and show topics, literally right in the middle of recording the show. But nevertheless, we began this series a month or so ago with the message, Ordinary Says Who? We have to realize that despite the overwhelming number of pieces in God's puzzle throughout history, we have a specific place that God has chosen for us. Each of us is a one-of-a-kind, hand-woven masterpiece of the Almighty, created with specific talents and abilities for a purpose that only we can fulfill. You know, we've always heard that God does extraordinary things through ordinary people. Ordinary by whose standards? I think handcrafted masterpieces of the Creator of the heavens and the earth are absolutely nowhere close to ordinary. They're extraordinary. So, God doesn't do extraordinary things through ordinary people. He does extraordinary things through extraordinary people exhibiting extraordinary faith and courage and extraordinary dedication and tenacity and grace and forgiveness. All of these, by the way, gifts from the Almighty, and all of these He has given to us. Now, next we talked about being the salt of the earth through the message, Salt Life. And that message is based on Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Jesus, in His Sermon on the Mount, tells us that we're to be the salt of the earth. We are to be filled with flavor. We're to add seasoning to the lives that we touch. We're called for our conversations to be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that we may know how to answer everyone, so that we may bring out the best in others. Hey guys, we're called to be the world's seasoning. We're called to be its salt. Last week, I talked about our calling to be light. Now, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world, that a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. For us to be the puzzle piece that God intended for His puzzle, His plan, we are also to be the light of the world. Now that brings us to the last part of the series with the message Bricklayer, which, by the way, is going to come up after this quick break, along with a recommended tool for the Servant Warrior's toolbox. Don't touch that dial. We know who you are. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Hello, Truth Talkers. Jeff Searcy here, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries, host of Servant Warrior Radio, and the most fired up guy in Christian talk radio. Start your weekend preparation off right with a real, radical, relentless, and relevant jumpstart courtesy of Servant Warrior Radio. Friday mornings at 6, right here on Truth Talk 630.
I tasted fire. I'm ready to come alive. I can't just shut it up and fake that I'm alright. I'm ready now. I'm not waiting for the afterlife. I'll let it burn the way the sunlight burns my skin.
We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your humble servant, Jeff Searcy. And as I said before the break, we have reached the final chapter of the series, My Piece of the Puzzle, that has been so appropriately entitled Bricklayer. Now, as I said before, this message is from the book of Nehemiah, the quintessential book on leadership. Now, of course, Nehemiah is an extended series and study in itself, and it's certainly one that we'll do our best to tackle in the coming months and the coming years. But this week, we want to focus on the strategy that Nehemiah employed to complete the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. In essence, he positioned people along the wall by families to build a section specifically designated to them. Now, this strategy is absolutely applicable to us today, and how, if we'll apply the strategy to our lives, in other words, focusing on impacting the area where God has placed us, as well as those in our divinely facilitated sphere of influence, we will be shaped into the puzzle piece God has planned. But more on that just a little bit later. Now, I want to stay on this line of thinking, because before we dive into the message, I'd like to recommend a sphere of influence impacting tool for your Servant Warrior toolbox. Now, if you're a new member to the Servant Warrior Nation, the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries is to meet people where they are, to inspire and empower them to be who God's created and called them to be. And of course, rule number one, here we go, a little marketing 101. Rule number one in any effective message delivery: deliver the message in a way people can understand, relate to, and enjoy. In other words, you meet them where they are. And if they like the subject matter of the message that you're giving, and you stick the delivery, booyah, you'll be in fuego. Reverted back to old days of ESPN Sports Center. So, given that, take the Sports Center theme, given that the college football and pro football seasons kick off next week, baseball's pennant races and wild card standings actually now have some meaning. Of course, Little League World Series is on. Let's talk about where sports and faith connect. That would be Sports Spectrum. Now, the website is sportspectrum.com. And I got to tell you, if you like sports, or if you have sports fans in your family, athletes in your family, in your sphere of influence, you've got to check out Sports Spectrum. And I've just grabbed, I love this magazine. I get it every single quarter. But I'm looking at the fourth quarter edition from last year, 2011. And I'm looking at these and some of the profiles that are in here. I've got Carson Palmer. I've got Hunter Smith, Mike Fisher, Corey Burke. Got a big thing about Bubba Watson and where he's been. And Travis Briscoe, a professional bull riding star. London Fletcher and Jeff Saturday, both just all pro and inevitably a Hall of Fame professional football players. Got Aaron Smith, Jim Caldwell, those are just some of the profiles. Inside, you got departments. We got Airing It Out, and that's from Brett Honeycutt, who's the editor. And, you know, Oh, Death, Where's Your Sting? It's a great commentary. But all through here, we've got different departments. One of them is on getting fit, about your stretching, and could your stretching actually cause an injury? There's a section here, training table, which are the daily devotions, and they're all sports-related, and they really help you grow deeper, and they're just awesome, and anyone can relate to it. And they've got one here, Lifeway Men, and that's Joe Gibbs, and he's giving his plan for life. And of course, they've got other stories from athletes in action. And this is just a great, great publication. Again, if you like sports, it's a must-have. And in this day, with so many athletes having such a hard time staying out of trouble, or you hear all over the media them screaming, it's all of that all about me attitude. We need this. We need a publication. We need an Endeavor Light Sports Spectrum that brings faith and our sports together, that shows and profiles men and women who have been given a large sphere of influence, who've been given a platform, and they're using that platform to share the life-changing message of Christ, and they're living their faith every single day. But also, we're reaching people where they are. You know, if you're a sports fan and you can show somebody, and you can talk about, you know, what Carson Palmer's doing, you can talk about what Mike Fisher and his, you know, marriage to Carrie Underwood, but more importantly, how he has seen his role, his super high profile life, but he still has not gone away from his responsibility and the responsibility that he feels as the spiritual leader of his home. I mean, that's what we need. Our kids need this. We need this. Our friends need this. So I encourage you, look at getting a subscription to Sports Spectrum, or just check it out. Go buy a copy and take a look at it. You can get it digitally. You can get it in print. You can get it on your smartphone, but it's awesome. Because listen, you can't beat people into holy submission with your large NIV, large print Bible. Even though that thing weighs 25 pounds, you can't do it. You got to meet them where they are. So again, what a great tool for the Servant Warrior Toolbox to reach people where they are, to share the life-changing message of Christ. Hey, listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the message bricklayer, and I promise you there will be no basketball references. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation, Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. And over the past month, we've been talking about puzzle pieces. We've been smack dab in the middle of the series, My Piece to the Puzzle. And as it's been pretty obvious, I love the analogy of our lives as pieces to a puzzle. Because in a puzzle, each piece has a specific place. Now, we as God's children, whether you want to believe it or not, or accept it or not, we have a place in God's puzzle. Now, I want to put this thing into perspective. The omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who spoke the heavens and the earth into being, but wove together with his own hands, you and me, into one of a kind puzzle pieces. There has never been, nor will there ever be another you. There'll never be another me. We all have a specific place in God's puzzle that no one else can fill. And no matter how hard we might try and force a puzzle piece into a spot where it doesn't fit, you know, like trying to be something we're not or what we may think others want us to be, it becomes pretty obvious the piece is in the wrong spot. Now here's a perfect example. You guys remember the nice horse puzzle that we all got as kids? You know the one. The one that we got at the third grade Christmas party as a gift? Yeah, that one. It's like trying to jam the round piece showing, well, let's say the south end of the horse's northbound direction into that square hole, you know, where the head should be. You get the picture. Now, we've been talking over the last few weeks about how we, as children of the Almighty, are formed into shapes. You know, we're formed into the people that God desires for us to be and that we need to be to fit into His plan. Now, our forming happens over time and through our submission to Christ and His call in our lives. To be the salt, to be the light, to be in the world but not of the world, to love God with all our hearts, minds, and souls, and to love each other as ourselves. Of course, all of this fits together and has a significant impact in the forming of who we are. Now, the last part of this series is what we do after we realize we are extraordinary masterpieces of the Almighty, after we commit to being the world's seasoning and its source of light. You know what we do? We lay bricks, but not just anywhere where we've been stationed. Now, if you have not read the book of Nehemiah, this would be a perfect time to commit to reading it. It is a true how-to leadership manual. Now, I already hear some of you saying it already. Cersei, I'm not a leader. Man, I don't lead anybody. I'm a student. I'm an intern. Man, I work on the line in a factory. You know, I don't talk to anybody. I'm a waiter. I'm a computer programmer. I never get out in front of my computer. I don't lead people. You know, I'm the new guy in the office. I'm the new kid on the team. I mean, and example after example after example. Well, hate to bust your bubble, but you're wrong. Leadership is influence, and we all can influence. Don't believe me? Ask best-selling author, speaker, one of the most respected and renowned authorities on leadership, and a true servant warrior, John Maxwell. He says that leadership is not about titles, positions, or flowcharts. It's about one life influencing another. Amen, brother. Now, that's what we're talking about here. If you have your Bible handy, turn with me to the book of Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. We're going to be reading verses 13 through 20. Now, I'm reading from the Message, and so if you don't have the Message, you just start with me, and we'll end together, and we'll keep going, okay? Now, this is Nehemiah talking. So I stationed armed guards at the most vulnerable places of the wall and assigned people by families with their swords, lances, and bows. After looking things over, I stood up and spoke to the nobles, officials, and everyone else. Don't be afraid of them. Put your minds on the Master, great and awesome, and then fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. Our enemies learned that we knew all about their plan and that God had frustrated it. And we went back to the wall and went to work. From then on, half of my young men worked while the other half stood guard with lances, shields, bows, and armor. Military officers served as backup for everyone in Judah who was at work rebuilding the wall. The common laborers held a tool in one hand and a spear in the other. Each of the builders had a sword strapped to his side as he worked. I kept the trumpeter at my side to sound the alert. Then I spoke to the nobles and officials and everyone else. There's a lot of work going on, and we are spread out all along the wall, separated from each other. When you hear the trumpet call, join us there. Our God will fight for us. So often, and you know what? I'm as guilty as anyone. We focus not on where we are, but where we think we should be. We focus not on who is around us, but who we think we should be around. You know what? That is what the enemy wants us to do. The devil wants us to take our eyes off what is immediately around us and look for what's beyond our own families, what's beyond our own homes, what's beyond our front yard. The devil wants us believing that we should have more, that we should be more, that we should ditch the deadbeats that are hanging around because, you know what, after all, it's all about me, right? You know, if we allow, pride will fill us so much that we will start believing that we're better than our current situation, that we're better than those around us, that we deserve more than my current job offers, that we'll start believing that my spouse is incredibly lucky to have me, and if they're not careful, I just might have to look elsewhere for companionship. Now, you know what? If we're not careful and focus on what God has placed right before us and around us, we could very well wake up one day to see our homes plundered, our families gone, and our lives empty. When Nehemiah placed the families in designated spots along the wall and each family focused on that section only, the entire wall of Jerusalem was built in only 52 days. Chapter 6 Verse 15 and 16 says, "So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. When all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God." God gives some people very large spheres of influence. To others, he gives very small ones. Whether your sphere of influence is large or small, know that it is divinely facilitated by God and therefore extremely important to Him. He expects us to grow and flourish where we're planted and influence those around us. In the words of the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians, "For I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength." Guys, we are extraordinary, one-of-a-kind masterpieces that have been placed on this earth at a specific time in history, in a specific geographic region, with specific talents, abilities, and gifts to fulfill a calling that only we can fulfill and to impact those that have been placed in our specific sphere of influence by being the salt, the light, and living a life reflective of Christ, loving God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and others as ourselves. How is that done? One brick at a time. We come to the time, as we do at the end of each and every edition of Servant Warrior Radio, I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ, to give you the opportunity to submit to His will for your life, for you to open the door that He stands before knocking and allow Him to come in and take residence in your heart. If you don't have a relationship with Christ, but you want to take that step, if you want to take action right now, you know what? We can take care of that. And there's others out there who say, "Jeff, you know what? I know Christ, but you know what? I've let my focus extend way beyond my sphere of influence. I've allowed my thoughts to become more about me than the people around me. And I've started to look beyond my immediate. I've started to work on sections of the wall that's not right in front of me. You know what? I want to get back to where God has placed me. I want to get back to those where God has entrusted to me, those He has given and put into my sphere of influence. I want to rededicate my life to Him." You know what? We can take care of that right now as well. Would all of you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for today. God, I thank You for loving me. God, I thank You for forgiving me of my sins. God, I want to open my heart to You. I want to dedicate my life to You. God, I pray that You would come in and be the Lord of my life. God, I ask that You would use me in whatever way You see fit. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Also, you got to get connected to a group of believers. I can tell you, the life of a Christ follower is absolutely no way, shape, or form a solo effort. Hey, I look forward to hanging out with you next week. I'm going to be real honest with you. Can I be real with you? I don't have any idea what we're going to be doing next week, but it's going to be awesome. God is never early, but he's always on time. So I can assure you, next week is going to be a great, great show. Actually, you know, I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about. Next weekend is the beginning of college football. And I know you guys right there in Missouri, you got a big game coming up. And I know we got a really big game in 2 weeks where my beloved Georgia Bulldogs will be playing right there in Columbia, playing those Missouri Tigers in that SEC opener for you guys, for both of us. And you know what? I know that the Tiger Nation have already started talking, but I look forward to college football season starting up. But more importantly, I look forward to hanging out with you. Never let your light dull. Always be salt. Commit to impacting those people around you. Hey, listen, look forward to hanging out with you next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.